I felt a violent jolt in my body as I awoke at 2:30 in the morning, knocking my knee against the wall beside me. My chest rose after each haggard breath. My skin was clammy, and I felt a drop of sweat roll down the back of my neck, soaking the strands of my hair pasted on my back. I had slept without a shirt for the night. The heat had climbed well over the 90s. The air conditioning system had been broken for the past 2 days on campus. Thus, I found no purpose in wearing a top for bed. I rubbed my knee, wincing at the throbbing ache. I must have hit the wall a little too hard.
I am at your service. Always.
I froze, my eyes immediately scanning the darkness in my room, searching for the familiar visitor who had frequented my mind for 2 years. I listened closely to any faint sounds that were foreign. All I could hear were the rapid pounding of my heart in my chest, the tick-tocks from my alarm clock, and the repetitive chirps of the crickets outside my window. The various sounds were more like a faint whisper ricocheting in my ears, yet I was completely alone in my bedroom. No doubt I was losing my mind, anxious that my last final was civil procedure, starting at 9 a.m. on a Friday. The first year of law school felt like the survival for the top 10% of the class. I hadn't thought I was going to survive it at all, but I managed to make it this far into the spring semester. I'd survived much worse already. I peered into the darkness once again, making sure I was completely alone. Then I threw my legs over my bed and got to my feet. My heart was skipping a handful of beats, and I was already getting worked up. I wasn't tired anymore as I grabbed my binder that contained all of my outlines and practice questions and threw them on the bed. My medication and bottle of water were sitting on my desk. I took both items, opening the prescription bottle first, and rattled it, pouring 2 pills into the palm of my hand. I threw my head back as I popped the round tablets inside my mouth. Then I washed it down with a few gulps of water. I finally settled on my bed and took several deep breaths, trying to calm my nerves. I would have gone back to sleep, but refused. It was already 4:17 a.m., according to my iPhone. I decided to stay up and review for a while. I was sure I would have a new bruise somewhere else the moment I closed my eyes. The one on my knee was already red and sore. With my final exam completed, I made plans to go to Vanderbilt Beach alone. I hadn't visited there in over a month, and I wanted to at least enjoy the warm water rushing to my feet once more. I left the administrative building and headed over to my dorm without saying so much as a goodbye to any of my classmates who got together to do only one thing. Talk about the rules of joinder of parties and claims. I was in no mood to talk about the final or anything else for that matter. I felt the warm wind blow, tossing my hair against my neck and shoulder. As I walked, my eyes met a number of students exiting the library. Some of them that I recognized were the dramatic bunch. I'd heard the horrid stories from my classmates in my section, and I was personally not surprised to hear the latest news of who got drunk and who slept with whom. Most times, I preferred to stay out of the drama that occurred around campus. I'd even heard the stories of several students sabotaging others, and it never ceased to amaze me how far someone would go. I hadn't been overlooked, though. I recalled my visit to the dean's office the last semester, when a few students I wasn't too keen about had expressed their concerns about me. Even though the dean, whom I didn't care for, laughed it off and gave me a pat on the back, I was still known for being the most disturbing classmate on campus. I literally never said a word to any of my peers and shot them unemotional looks when they tried to joke around with me regarding my stint in prison. It never sat well with me, and it was something I never really wanted to talk about. Hell, it was even a miracle that I'd managed to receive an acceptance to law school in the first place. I gained enemies along the way when I refused to offer my help each time I was cold called on in class. I answered every question thrown at me by the professor. Not once had I stumbled or made myself sound like a complete fool. I crossed the street, spotting the admissions building ahead of me. I felt tired and had the urge to lie down and take a nap after completing 5 finals in 2 weeks. But I wanted to go to the beach first. I needed to go there. I pulled out my keys from my pocket the moment I arrived at my dorm. I opened the heavy gray door and walked inside.